Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe every listener needs to be involved in, understand, and do something. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you're a pastor, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a deacon in your church, I challenge you, I encourage you, I plead with you to be vocal and to let your congregation know that they need to boycott Disney. We don't say, well, we'll wait and see what happens. No, I'm going to read you some things that's ear-shocking, eye-shocking, understanding, dismaying as to what they're doing and what they're saying. They've admitted, Disney has admitted, that they want at least 50% of their movies and their characters to represent the sodomite, transgender, fluid gender, gender dysphoric community. And I'm using those terms. They want 50% of everything that they show, everything that they present, everything that they produce to be in that realm. And I am concerned that we're not have enough pastors, Christians, teachers, Sunday school teachers, Bible theology professors, and those that are Christians in general that will sit in silence saying, let's wait and see what happens. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't work that way. We're watching the rot continue to permeate all of society. It's time we speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, be vigilant, be valiant, and say something and do something rather than sitting in silence to destroy and undermine the very foundation of our nation. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe we have Matt on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, Matt.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a brief statement about this boycotting Disney Industries as a whole. Products, movies, theme parks. Walt Disney would roll in his grave right now if he could see where his business has gone in the last couple of decades. And if you look at the basis of all of the characters that got this entire Disney industry started, they were all gender-specific characters, according to the Bible.
I mean,
you look at every character, and Pluto and Mickey, they were male gender, Minnie, female gender, and all of these characters that made Disney what they are today can't continue to go on. They would have to strip their own identity down to this woke ideology, and I hope if that's what takes place, that they fall flat on their face because they just become a generic theme park, and I think Disney would rather see them fall on their face and fade away than to go in the direction they're going.
Matt, you're exactly right. Listen for just a moment. As they introduce their plays, as they introduce their shows, they will stand on the show platform and say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing to you Mickey Mouse,
you
Minnie Mouse, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, boys. And now they've said they're going to have to modulate that and modify that just to say to everybody, rather than saying ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because that's the proper identification. God didn't create us as some freak. God created us male and female.
Amen.
And yet
Amen.
We've got a Supreme Court justice that's about to be seated that cannot even identify what is a woman. She said she wasn't a biologist. She said she wasn't a biologist, and she couldn't tell you what a woman is. I made the comment the other day in a classroom setting here on the campus. I said, I'm not a veterinarian, but I sure know what a dog is. And yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset that you can just circumvent God's plan of creation. Matt, you're exactly right, brother. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
You too.
And I pray that people will be listening and understand what we're saying today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's urgent. It is very, very urgent that we hear and that we heed, we respond and do something. It is urgent in the call to boycott Disney. Don't say I'm going to think about it, or don't think about it on the basis, well, I've got $200. Folks have across America normally paid, you know, $100, $150 for a ticket. Burn the ticket. Destroy it. God's going to take care of the balance and the difference if you'll do that in honoring him. In fact, it is called SIN. But ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Florida, I want to again commend our governor for signing that bill and making it become law. It is absolutely necessary that we understand that the Disney organization, as our previous caller just said, Walt Disney would roll over in his grave if he knew what was taking place with the company that he founded based on morals and ethics and values. But ladies and gentlemen, in the this new law simply says that in any school, every school teacher, if it's a public school teacher, they are absolutely disallowed by law to teach anything to the kindergarten through the third grade in relationship to the sodomite lifestyle, to the LGBTQ agenda. But ladies and gentlemen, I understand the bill was originally written kindergarten through high school. They reduced in debates and committee and subcommittee. They reduced it kindergarten through the eighth grade. And after so much pressure was put on by Disney and Disney lobbyists, our so-called conservative Republicans in Tallahassee. And listen, the Republicans control the House and the Senate and the Oval Office in Tallahassee. We control the body of government. That is we the conservatives, i.e. supposed to be conservatives. But the spineless, gravious, greedy Republicans took the money from the lobbyists from Disney and changed the mind, changed the bill to simply be kindergarten through third grade. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you heard the broadcast yesterday, but Congressman Mike Hill was on the air with me. Congressman Hill was the former representative for District 1 at the Florida House for the state of Florida. And Congressman Hill said, let me explain to you, and if you didn't hear it, let me reiterate what Congressman Hill said yesterday. He said, let me tell you what happens. Disney will throw a gigantic walkthrough where all of the politicians in Tallahassee, both sides of the aisle, invited, free of charge to come and to ride all of the rides at Disney. They're put at the head of the line. They cut in front of all the general public. They're given VIP passes. They can see anything, do anything. Following that, they have gigantic banquets that are served for all of the politicians to participate. And Disney has five different corporate entities that are PACs, that is political PACs that set up to give money to the politicians. They will write a $1,000 check from each of those PACs so that each politician will get five checks for $1,000, a total of $5,000 for coming and participating. And what they're doing is silently, quietly, behind the scenes, they are buying the votes from the politicians. So what we have, ladies and gentlemen, is a bunch of wicked, wretched rhinos in Tallahassee that's been bought off by the Disney lobbyist that gave us a watered-down bill to begin with. But let's take what we've got. We've got it says that they cannot, in the schools, they cannot teach anything about the sodomite agenda, the lifestyle of the sodomites. They cannot teach the 60-some-odd different sexual genders in the classroom. They cannot teach anything in relationship to that based on this law. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article from Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson says here in this article reveals what's really pushing the transgender activism. Let me just drop down to a major paragraph at the center of the article. It is DeSantis who signed into law his state's parental rights. It's called the Parental Rights in Education Law, which requires district school boards to adopt procedures that comport with certain provisions of the law for notifying students' parents of specified information. It requires such procedures to reinforce fundamental rights of the parents to make decisions regarding the upbringing and control of their children. It prohibits school districts from adopting procedures or, this article says, procedures or support forms, and that prohibits the district personnel from notifying parents about specified information or that encourage students to withhold from parents such information. It prohibits school district personnel from discouraging or prohibiting parents' notification and involvement in the critical decisions affecting students' mental, emotional, physical well-being, and prohibits classroom discussion about any sexual orientation or any gender identity in the grades kindergarten through third. children. It requires school districts to notify parents of health care services, authorizes parents to bring action. Listen, here's where the rubber hits the road. It authorizes parents to bring actions. They're talking about legal actions against the school district, obtain a declaratory judgment, provides for additional awards of injunctive relief, damages, and reasonable attorney's fees and court costs for certain parents that bring the charges. All that means, one cannot teach an extreme gender fluid identity to the students in kindergarten through the third grade while concealing the indoctrination from the students' parents, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that summarizes what this law is about. And yet they are in the woke culture in Disney with the hair on fire, and somehow, some way, they think that something needs to be done to cancel Florida and to cancel the governor and to say we're not adhering to that. I believe I have Austin on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good morning, fellas. It's always great to hear from you, and I pray that you're well.
Thank you. We are delighted to have you call.
Hey, so just as I was listening, this popped in my head, just how they're just trying to indoctrinate our youth and just change another generation, which we are also as Christians after that one more generation. Just growing up, I do know just from personal experience and just seeing my daughter, you know, whenever they play, they always play, you be the mom and I'll be the dad. So it's not a, you know, thing where they need to grow up and see that, oh, you can be the mom and I'll be the mom too. You know, there's certain love that is biblical and that is truth. And I just appreciate you guys calling for what it is and spreading the truth.
Well, brother, thank you so much for your words of encouragement. You hit it spot on. You're exactly right. In fact, we shouldn't recognize it as anything but call it sin. Sin is sin based on the Word of God. And one of the things that Billy Graham's organization that's still running today, Decision Magazine, there's an article that says, Silent About Sin. The Bible is very clear in its teachings about the two of the most controversial issues we face today, homosexuality and abortion. According to the research of George Barna, 90% of the pastors recognize that the Bible speaks to these issues, but fewer than 10% of the pastors are actually teaching what the Bible says about them. If pastors know what the Bible says but refuse to teach it, the consequences are incalculable.
My.
And that's where we stand today. Austin, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the set today with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis and I are talking about the rot that is taking place. Rotting from within is what I'm calling it. Pastor Davis, how do you respond? You've heard our callers. How do you respond? What should we do? Talk to our parents out there for a moment of what they need to do, how they need to get involved with the schools, how they need to go to the school board meeting. Talk to us for a moment from your heart and tell our listeners your advice and what we recommend as Christian parents.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, let me throw some words in there from the New Living Translation, basically of what we just talked about at the beginning of the show, how to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
That's right.
I'm going to start, amen, with 1 John 2:15 from the NLT version. And listen, it speaks some strong words, and it commands the believer to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest of our problem. We have lost focus on life because we are loving the things that are in the world more than we are loving God. In verse 15 from the NLT, it says, stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love the world, you show that you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only the lust for physical pleasure, the lust for everything we see, and pride in our possessions. These are not from the Father. They are from this evil world. And this world is fading away along with everything it craves. But if you do the will of God, you will live forever. This is telling us, Dr. Youngblood, where we need to be focusing our attention. God had it right from the beginning when he commanded not just the Old Testament saints, but the New Testament saints as well today to love not the world. Because when we go to the book of Colossians, he tells us, Dr. Youngblood, to live our lives. If we are risen with Christ, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father.
Absolutely.
Amen. If we do these things like the scriptures say, we could never go wrong. But our problem is we are focusing more on the world than we are on the love of God.
And watching the world, as my wife recently said, as we're in a dialogue and discussion about this situation and the conditions that's taking place, she said we've allowed the world to come into the church rather than the world affecting the church. The church affecting the world. The world is affecting the church in a negative sense.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is the response of Disney to what we have now as the new law in the state of Florida. Was the House Bill 1557 that was signed into law by the governor that restricts and makes it illegal for a teacher or for a school in the state of Florida to teach anything about the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. Join the dialogue, the discussion. We'd love to hear from you. Let me read once again, Pastor, just a simple passage from the Decision Magazine's the February issue, and in Decision Magazine, it's talking about the silence about sin. It says some Christians say that Jesus never taught about homosexuality and transgenderism, so therefore the church should not condemn it. But Jesus reaffirmed God's plan for marriage to be between biological male and biological female, Matthew 19, verse 4 and 5. Goes further, and he reads the text, and he says, unfortunately, here's where I want to go. Unfortunately, the LGBTQ sodomite advocates are working to undermine the Bible's teachings on the union of marriage, as well as gender and morality. They are destroying the family unit, which is so important for rearing children the way God intended. The church should not, cannot, ignore this important biblical issue if it's going to be faithful to the Word of God. The Bible says in Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. This article further says, so when the church refuses to speak biblical truth, it is guilty of suppressing the real truth.
Amen.
End quote. And he goes on with quoting from Romans in Romans chapter 1 about giving them over to a reprobate mind. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about rotting from within as a nation and as a society. Ladies and gentlemen, in our school system today, they're teaching the sodomite lifestyle, the QRT, critical race theory. They're teaching abortion, murder by way of abortion, as being okay. And what Disney is now saying, Disney, ladies and gentlemen, today embraces. Let me just give you a little point form as to what Disney stands for today. And then you make the decision. You adjudicate whether or not you want your child, your grandchild, your kids to go to Disney and be indoctrinated. Disney is teaching today that the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle and agenda is all right. Disney today embraces the whole transgender lie that's a demonic delusion. Disney today says that they want 50% of their movies and their content to be LGBTQ oriented. Disney promulgates the demonic lie of multiple genders. Disney is out to recruit. Listen, here's the key. Disney is out to recruit our sons and our daughters into the sodomite lifestyle. Now, I don't have the article before me, but it hadn't been but just a few months back where some of the employees at Disney were charged with pedophilia and are now waiting trial or to be adjudicated legally for a pedophile. That's where they're touching or harming a child in a sexual sense. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I stand with the 1 million moms. I've got an article here that says 1 million moms is the part, it's a portion of or an arm of the American Family Association. And from the American Family Association, it says, earlier this year, and to the delight of parents everywhere, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the state legislature passed the Parental Right in Education Bill, which prohibits public schools from indoctrinating our children kindergarten through 3 years of third grade with pro-gay, pro-transgender propaganda. 1 million moms recently thanked DeSantis. The Florida law is simply designed to protect the youngest school-age children from being indoctrinated in the sodomite lifestyle. They said homosexual. You won't find the word homosexual in the scripture. You find sodomy and sodomite 38 times in the Bible, and I prefer to use a biblical term. It paints the picture, lets us understand a little more clearly what's really happening. I'm looking at an article here that says Disney is rotting from within.
My, my.
Citing internal communications, a member of Disney's Imagineering team of creative talent wrote under a pseudonym for the independent publisher Quintet that the iconic entertainment giant has been rotting from the inside for quite some time. This particular writer, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to the 60s, talking about how it started with the rot and the decay of Disney and how it's promulgated and it is enlarged since then. It goes on to say here, Disney's fierce opposition to the Florida parental rights law, barring any discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity in the schools through the third kindergarten through the third grade. It further says here, the one that's being spoken about, which is one of the leaders in Disney, said she and her colleagues are regularly adding queerness to children's programming. During the same meeting, Disney corporate president Kathy Burke said that as a mother of one transgender child and one pansexual child, she supports having many, 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 many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. She said she wants at least 50% of the characters to be LGBTQI in the plays and the movies carried out by Disney. Disney movies today, ladies and gentlemen, show homosexual scenes. Man with man, woman with woman. Disney today shows kissing of men, men with men and women with women. Disney today teaches and shows scenes of transsexuals and their lifestyle, promoting this for the youngest child up. Disney is now a media, listen, Disney today is now only a media outlet for the sodomite LGBTQ agenda for recruiting our children.
My, my.
I don't know about you, but I'm adamantly opposed to it. I believe that something needs to be done. I'm thankful for what the Attorney General is doing in the state of Texas. This article says Attorney General blasts possible LGBTQ indoctrination at the school district's Pride Week. It goes on to talk about Attorney General Ken Paxton blasted Pride Week activities at Austin Independent School District and a letter posted to Twitter saying they constitute human sexual instruction, allowable only with parents' consent. He also accused the district of participating in the LGBTQ indoctrination. And he goes further in this about 6 or 8 page article talking about Ken Paxton as the Attorney General in the state of Texas suing the schools to prevent the schools in Texas from destroying the minds, the morals, the ethics, and the values of sons and daughters of family members in the state of Texas, saying that the parents have the responsibility and the right to object and to refuse to allow that to be taught to their sons and daughters. But, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that perhaps you're not aware of, that when these classes take place in the public schools, the students are admonished by a teacher, do not tell your parent, do not show your parent, and this is the reason many times the students are not bringing home textbooks, especially on some sensitive subjects, because the school system does not want you to be knowledgeable as a parent of what they're indoctrinating your sons and daughters with.
Amen.
Ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, even the White House has gotten involved in this fight against Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida. Here's an article that says, White House condemns the Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. That bill does not say don't say gay. So, Pastor, my challenge to our listeners today is take your child out of the venue where the Disney recruiting arm for the sodomite lifestyle would be actively involved in your child's life. Turn the videos off, turn the television off, cancel your season passes, and do not take boycott anything that's called Disney, including any toys, any items that you would buy that is from Disney. Boycott it. Don't buy it. If you've got it, throw it in the trash so that your sons and daughters will not be enamored with it, thinking that somehow what Disney says is all right.
Amen.
Pastor, we've got 3 or 4 minutes left on the broadcast. Take some of that time to say what the scripture says, what we need to do, how we need to be obedient to the word of God and being obedient to what God would have us to do in relationship to the Disney fiasco and the rot that's taking place.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, again, you know, God always has it right. If we have any questions or any concerns or, you know, with the things that are going on in our life, how we should conduct ourselves, we can always find the answer in the word of God.
Amen.
But our problem is, again, we get caught up, you know, with the pleasures, with the things that's in this world, when we don't realize, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm just saying this from a personal standpoint, since I came to Christ, I have had more fun
Amen.
Being in Christ than I ever had.
That's
even
right.
From the days when I wasn't saved, when I went out to those places, mm-hmm. like Disney and other places like that. But after I got saved, God opened my eyes and helped me to see just how much evil was being generated
yes.
behind what was going on at those different places like that. So we have to know and understand if we are going to love God, we need to do it exactly that the scriptures say. And parents, I admonish you, always know what's going on in your kids' lives. Whatever they are doing at school, examine those book bags.
Yes.
Sit down and go. My wife used to do that a whole lot of times.
Yes.
When my kids come home, she'd ask them, what have you learned today? What did the teacher teach you today? What was the subject? What was your, and then we would sit down and talk with them and let them tell us the different things that were going on. And many a times we come to find out, Dr. Youngblood, things were going on that were of high concern to us because they were being abused and they were being overrun by people out there that were wanting to promote their own agenda
Absolutely.
Instead of what the school's agenda was
Absolutely.
Concerning the curriculum that actually that they should have been being taught.
And most do not recognize, most of our parents do not recognize and understand that the overwhelming amount of the curriculum that's used in the public schools today are published and printed by the presses of the LGBTQ agenda and for the Planned Parenthood agenda, and it comes across in the sleek, shiny, full-color pages as being academic and okay.
Amen.
And that's a lie from the pits of hell and our parents. There are two or three things, Pastor, in our time that we have left I want to say to our parents. Number one, boycott Disney. Number two, I believe we need to tear up any tickets that you have at Disney, annual passes, destroy them. The full woke Disney sodomite agenda will prevent any Christian, any pastor, any one that says I'm a conservative, will prevent any parent from that says I want my child to be brought up morally and ethically and biblically, will prevent any parent from having anything to do with Disney. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the goal of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, their goal is to destroy the church, to bring the church walls down, and to prevent the church from standing for truth and for the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
It is something that they have been working on since the mid-70s. They're still working on it, and we cannot allow them to succeed with the goals of tearing down the walls of the church and forcing the church to embrace and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle.
Amen.
Pastor, we've got about 20 seconds. Say something to our listeners.
Amen. Let us be reminded by the words of Scripture coming from Romans chapter 13, verses 12 through 14. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
Be encouraged on today.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
7 p.m. evening worship service or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.